Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
Off and rolling Wednesday morning, 5:10 here with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony.
So it has been a big week for my family. We found out that we're going to have a little boy. That baby number two is a boy as well. So Anthony, I know you have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ask you if this is something that's normal.
Okay.
So last night we're laying in bed. Carter crawls up in bed with me and he's like, "Mommy, can I say hi to the baby?" I'm like, "Sure." So I put his hand on my belly. And he leans down like he's going to start talking to the baby. Mm-hmm. And he lets out the biggest burp I have ever heard in my life. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm talking to the baby." And I was like, "Is this what my life is going to be? Is this how brothers interact with each other?"
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll get even grosser than that.
Awesome. Yeah, I was like, "No, you talk to the baby. Don't burp on me. That's disgusting."
I was thinking, "Oh, how cute. He's crawling up on the bed. He wants to touch your belly.
I love you, new baby."
Yeah, he's going to say
something. That's what I was
something.
Thinking. Like, "I'm going to be the best big brother." No, instead it was like, "Rrr." I was like,
"Attaboy, Carter."
Ew. And I was like, "This is my life. It's going to be burps and fart jokes."
Yeah. Oh, you got a lot of them coming your way, sister.
Awesome.
Hun.
Well, thanks for the great news this morning, then.
If he wants to call me anytime, I can give him all the tips, everything a big brother needs to do. This is great.
Well, it is going to be a big day today. Lots to do. We do have the brand new Luke Combs song, "Beer Never Broke My Heart," which we got to sample at Stagecoach.
That's right.
I'm feeling it's going to be another number one hit for Luke Combs because this guy is on a roll. So at 6 o'clock, we're going to do the world premiere of that. Plus, we're going to try and send you to Las Vegas.
That's right. Reba and Brooks and Dunn are going to be performing. We want to make sure you're there for the show. So we'll have another round of the 10-question takeover coming up at 7:10.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
And turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
Off and rolling Wednesday morning, 5:10 here with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony.
So it has been a big week for my family. We found out that we're going to have a little boy. Found out that baby number two is a boy as well. So Anthony, I know you have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ask you if this is something that's normal.
Okay.
So last night we're laying in bed. Carter crawls up in bed with me and he's like, "Mommy, can I say hi to the baby?" I'm like, "Sure." So I put his hand on my belly. And he leans down like he's going to start talking to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets out the biggest burp I have ever heard in my life. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm talking to the baby." And I was like, "Is this what my life is going to be? Is this how brothers interact with each other?"
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll get even grosser than that.
Awesome. Yeah, I was like, no, you talk to the baby. Don't burp on me. That's disgusting.
I was thinking, "Oh, how cute. He's crawling up on the bed. He wants to touch your belly.
I love you, new baby."
Yeah, he's going to say
something. That's what I was
thinking.
Like, "I'm going to be the best big brother." No, instead it was like, "Rrr." I was like,
"Attaboy, Carter."
Ew. And I was like, "This is my life. It's going to be burps and fart jokes."
Yeah. Oh, you got a lot of them coming your way, sister.
Awesome.
Huns.
Well, thanks for the great news this morning, then.
If he wants to call me anytime, I can give him all the tips, everything a big brother needs to do. This is great.
Well, it is going to be a big day today. Lots to do. We do have the brand new Luke Combs song, "Beer Never Broke My Heart," which we got to sample at Stagecoach.
That's right.
I'm feeling it's going to be another number one hit for Luke Combs because this guy is on a roll. So at 6 o'clock, we're going to do the world premiere of that. Plus, we're going to try and send you to Las Vegas.
That's right. Reba and Brooks and Dunn are going to be performing. We want to make sure you're there for the show. So we'll have another round of the 10-question takeover coming up at 7:10.
Wake up every day.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
5:57 here at KFrog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what's trending this morning. Now, anybody who's ever gotten married knows how stressful wedding planning can be, especially for the bride. I mean, from finding the perfect dress to figuring out the best seating chart, there's a lot to deal with before that big special day. But what if brides could plan their wedding and walk down the aisle in complete comfort? Sounds great, doesn't it?
All right.
Okay, I'm just as confused as you are, but here it is. Crocs for a bride.
No. No. It's, Crocs are never a good idea, especially on your wedding day.
It's the new somewhat stylish choice for women who are about to tie the knot. At just $100, they're pretty affordable, and they seem to be a hit with women online who are getting ready to say, I do. I'm looking at the photo of them. They're white. They're very sparkly.
They're Kelly, Crocs. They're ugly.
But if you were to walk down the aisle again, would you?
I wouldn't even walk outside in Crocs,
but okay.
Let alone on my wedding day. Do you know how special it was when I found my shoes for my wedding day?
I know, that's a big thing. But what if after the ceremony, you slipped out? Because you guys change your shoes after that anyway.
I'd rather go barefoot.
So no Crocs?
No Crocs. Okay. Don't care how sparkly they are. And at $100, you must be out of your mind. That's not going to happen.
Delete this story then.
All right, you better stay sober this morning because Uber and Lyft drivers are planning a strike. Drivers for both Uber and Lyft are planning to turn off their apps to protest low wages of their drivers when their companies are raking in billions of dollars from investors. Now, the strike is going on in L.A. It's a 24-hour strike. They're even going to have a picket line at LAX, which we have the news on in here. And, yeah, the drivers are already lined up. They got the pickets going on. But they're also going to be doing the strike in 10 major cities. The different cities kind of vary how they're doing it. L.A. seems to be the big one, though, with the 24-hour strike. The timing of the strike is purposely done, though, because Uber is having their initial public stock offering this Friday. Uber's aiming to raise $9 billion from investors, and that would put their expected value at $91.5 billion. And their drivers are going, hey, we're doing all the hard work. Mm-hmm. You're raking in this money. We need to get some more money. So if you're in the IE and you're like, wait, I can't get an Uber, I just checked it. I was like, let me see if I can get an Uber. So I tried to get an Uber from here, our K-Frog Studios, out to LAX.
Yeah.
You can definitely get one. It's going to be about $98.
Ooh. Wow.
And you're not going to be anybody special out there because when you show up at LAX in an Uber, it would probably get very, very ugly. But hey, IE, I think we're still okay.
Okay, good.
Ugh. I just want to wake up every day and
it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
So Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We just mentioned that yesterday the CMT Award nominations came out.
Yeah, and Luke Combs, who just got to hear his brand new song, Beer Never Broke My Heart, he shows up in a couple of categories, and including the big category, Video of the Year. But looking at the nominees, I don't know what video's not in here. 14 nominees within that category. Luke Combs picks up his nomination for She Got the Best of Me, the music video for that one.
Yeah, I love that video. A couple other names on here. Carrie Underwood for Cry Pretty, Dan and Shay, Speechless, Florida Georgia Line, Simple, Kelsey Ballerini, Miss Me More. Yeah, like you said, 14. So the list kind of goes on and on and on.
Yeah, definitely. But there are some cool categories when it comes to CMT nominations, like the CMT Performance of the Year. A lot of these are the CMT Crossroads that they do where they mash up two different artists, like Boyz II Men and Brett Young. They have a nomination. Luke Combs, again, in this category when he did his Crossroads with Leon Bridges. Maren Morris is in this category. There's a lot to pick from. I think that is going to be the toughest one when you see the mashups together.
Yeah, and those are really cool to watch because they grab, you know, our country artists with someone from a different genre, mm-hmm. and they put them together, and it works every single time.
Yeah, and then they also have the category for Collaborative Video of the Year. This is where we have two different artists from typically the same genre, like Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay Ells, What Happens in a Small Town, Darius Rucker with Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan and Charles Kelly, their song Straight to Hell. And I think the big one in here, Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne, Burning Man. I think that one for sure is going to take the award in that one.
Really? Because I was looking at Sugarland and Taylor Swift for Babe.
That was a good one too. And anytime you have Taylor Swift,
your odds are pretty good.
Yeah, your odds are very good. So here's the cool thing about this. It is all fan voted, so you can vote right now. Vote.cmt.com. The award show is going to be going on June 5th. Little Big Town hosting it. It's going to be out in Nashville, so you definitely want to check that out. And talking about that Collaborative Video of the Year, Jason Aldean and Miranda Lambert find themselves a nomination as well for this song. Here's Drowns the Whiskey.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning
on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. 6:25 at the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And Kelly has your grab and go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have officially introduced their bundle of joy to the world. The couple posed with their son this morning. Mom and dad look so happy in this picture. And the baby, of course, super, super cute. But something's definitely missing, that being a name.
What do we call him?
Yeah, the baby boy still doesn't have a name, which was interesting because when Prince Harry spoke about his son right after Meghan gave birth, he said, you know, we've had some extra time, but we're struggling to come up with a name. It's hard to name a baby, alone a royal baby. I'm sure it's going to be really, really difficult. All right, so Ellen DeGeneres tried her best to try and get Blake Shelton to propose to Gwen Stefani. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, Blake Shelton was on with Ellen and she gave him that giant clock of the two of them. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm just trying to push you to propose to her. It worked with J-Lo and A-Rod.
Right.
So Blake Shelton now opening up what happened when he told Gwen Stefani about it. She said, nah, that's not going to work. Sorry, Ellen. She's a big fan of Ellen. She says that, yes, she loves Blake, but no wedding right now. Do you see them actually getting married?
I was just going to ask you that. I really, at this point, I don't.
Me neither. I see them just being together to be together. Like, they work, just let it be. Especially after they both had divorces. I think this is just kind of their, we're together and it's cool.
Yeah, if it's working for you, no need to, you know.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. There you go, right there. Yes. Tyra Banks is the comeback queen. She returns to cover the new issue of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She actually came out of her model retirement specifically for this photo shoot. Her first cover was back in 1997. Let me tell you, she has not lost it. We just looked up the cover. At 45 years old, she looks amazing, and she is rocking a tiny little yellow bikini.
Itty bitty.
Would you agree, though? She looks so good.
She looks great. I didn't even know she retired. She does not look like she has that retirement body.
Me neither. I was like
still in her prime.
Yeah,
I
was
just saw it, yeah.
Right? Doesn't she look amazing? I was like, okay, she's back. Let's see what she looks like. Go, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Way to go. She's definitely going to sell a couple issues of that magazine for sure.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Hi, who's this?
This is Chris from Sammy Sam.
Chris, are you a wine drinker?
Sometimes.
All right. Well, hopefully you're going to enjoy some wine. We're going to hook you up with tickets to go to the Temecula Balloon and Wine Festival.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You'll get to see names like Chase Bryant, Thousand Horses, Russell Dickerson, Big and Rich. They're all going to be there. Who do you plan on bringing with you?
I am going to bring my gorgeous wife.
Look at you trying to score some points right now.
That was gorgeous wife.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I like that. He's nice. A smart man.
Nice.
Yes. Take your wife and compliment her along the way. I'm super excited for this. I don't know, Anthony, if this is something you would be watching, but did you hear about the Netflix movie that Amy Poehler is doing, Wine Country?
No.
So it's all about friends who go to Napa Valley, and it's like their journey. They're celebrating a 50th birthday, and it comes out this Friday. Ginny, have you heard about it?
Yeah.
Okay, looks
should be fun.
Super, super cute. So Amy Poehler has been doing some promotion leading up to the movies being released. And I found this one where she does her recommendations for wines. And so she said, you know, if you're feeling hangry, you have to keep it light because you don't have a bread base yet. So she says that you should start off with the Prosecco. That way, if you only have 3 pieces of popcorn, you're okay.
Okay.
You'll be good. As for going to sleep, what's a good wine to put you to sleep? She says she likes a Pinot with a hint of NyQuil and 2 melatonin gummies floating in it.
My goodness.
I was like, yeah, I think that would put anybody to sleep. She says that actually has a name. That one is called the Night Night.
The Night Night, yeah.
Yeah, that one would knock out a horse probably. We'll try and hook you up with more tickets to the Temecula Valley Balloon and Wine Festival. Scott's going to have your next chance to win coming up after 2 o'clock here on K-Frog.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And I love the video that's going around because I am a sucker for any of those military videos when military comes home.
Oh,
I will bawl my eyes out. So thanks to Thomas Rhett, I have puffy eyes this morning because he partnered up with Crown Royal for an early Mother's Day present for some military moms. So he brought these moms down to Florida. And he thought, or he told the moms that what they were doing were they were making care packages for other active military members. So these moms showed up. They're like, no problem. And he said, okay, I do have one surprise for you. I have some audio from your sons and daughters who are active military. So they're listening to it and you get to see it in the video. And the moms are getting super teary eyed. And then it gets better because Thomas actually brings out their sons and daughters. And the tears just pour. The moms and myself watching the video. So if you're going to watch the video, definitely bust out the Kleenex. But it's so cool to see. And kudos to Thomas for doing something like that.
Absolutely. Those are the best. And if you want to treat mom to some fine dining this weekend, Wiener Schnitzel's offering a free mom's chili dog. It's like the full meal. You get the chili dog, the fries, and the drink.
Okay.
So, and they're all you have to do is flash your mombership.
Oh,
that's clever. I think it's just like their sign-up club.
I was like, what do I have to bring my kid and be like, here you go.
That's right, yeah.
Scan his forehead.
Here's proof. This is my child.
Well, if you want to eat your chili dog in peace, Kraft is helping you out with that. The makers of your favorite box mac and cheese are encouraging moms to take the day off by covering your babysitting costs. They announced yesterday that they are going to foot the bill for any child care cost up to $100 per household. And this is just for Sunday. It's Kraft's Mother's Day away. All you have to do is go to their website, you upload your receipt, and then they'll reimburse you the money for however much you spent for a babysitter. Kraft is actually going to reimburse a total of $50,000 for this project.
Whoa.
Again, it's one submission per person, and all you have to do is go to their website. Now, if you're one of those moms that's like, yeah, I'm going to take the day off, well, at least hook up your babysitter. If Kraft is paying the bill, I might give your babysitter a little bit of a raise, especially if they're away from their mom that day.
As long as there's no square cheeses involved with this Kraft stuff, I don't want to take
it. It's free money, Anthony.
I'm good with it. You never know with Kraft. They could throw a thing of cheese at me.
I doubt it.
Ugh. Are we awake?
Turn the radio show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
95.1 K-Frog, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Reba and Brooks and Dunn are going to be in Las Vegas. We want to send somebody to go out there and see them. So it's another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do this. Question number one. The historic Madison Square Garden Arena can be found in what city?
New York.
New York is correct.
Question number two. Yesterday, we attempted Russell Dickerson's challenge where you try to fit what into your mouth?
Marshmallows?
Not marshmallows. Do you know the answer to question number two?
A wine glass.
Wine glass is correct.
Question number three. On a standard keyboard, what letter is to the right of the A?
Oh, my gosh. K.
No, not K. All right, question three. What letter is it?
Oh, gosh. You got me.
Want to take a guess?
L.
No, not L. Okay, question three. On a standard keyboard, what letter is to the right of the A?
Is it S?
It is S. You're correct.
Oh, okay.
Question number four. This country artist dressed up as Barbie at the Met Gala.
Lady Gaga.
Not Lady Gaga. Sorry. To steal question number four, do you know the country artist?
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves is correct.
Moving on to question number five. In what sport does a player use a rosin bag?
Soccer.
No, not soccer. All right, question number five. Do you know the answer?
A rosin bag. Gymnastics.
No, not gymnastics. Well, actually, technically, hang on, judges.
They do.
Okay, we'll give it to them.
For a long time, they use it on a balance beam.
All right, question number six. Honey comes from what insect?
A bee.
A bee is correct.
Question seven. This is the largest county in California.
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino is correct.
All right. Question number eight. Where would a woman use volumizer?
On her hair.
And her hair is correct.
Question number nine. What type of fruit is a cutie?
It's a tangerine.
That's correct.
All right. Question number 10. This country artist had her own TV sitcom that was simply titled her first name.
Reba.
Reba is correct. And you're going to go see her with Brooks and Dunn out in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, that's a good way to start my morning.
The show is together in Vegas. It's all going down at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. Tickets are on sale, Ticketmaster.com. You don't have to worry about that. Plus, here's some more good news. You're entered for the grand prize, a two-night stay at Caesars Palace.
Awesome.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Highland. Well, I live in Highland. I'm in Chino right now at work.
Fantastic. Well, you have some stuff to brag about at work today.
Exactly.
Go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Time for the Wake Up Calls You Call It.
So I have a friend who's recently divorced, and he's been dating a new girl for about a month. but he's really feeling really conflicted about Mother's Day. He shares a child with his ex-wife, and he feels like he should get her a gift for Mother's Day, but he doesn't want to offend his new girlfriend. So he asked my advice on how to navigate what could be a sticky situation. So I don't know. I was talking to him and I was like, if you feel like you should get your ex-wife a gift, then you should. I mean, it's nice to show appreciation to her for being a good mother to your child. But I also advised him, don't go overboard. It is still your ex-wife. You do have somebody new in your life, and that could make her a little insecure, or maybe even think he's not even over his ex if you buy something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So my advice to him was, I would go with something like maybe flowers. That would be a happy compromise. But when you talk about the ex-wife and Mother's Day, I mean, technically she's not your mother. What would you say?
And that's what that last line you just said right there, that's not your mother. So I don't think he needs to get her a gift. I think if the kid wanted to get mom a gift, which he or she should, then yeah, take the kid to go wherever it is and say, okay, what do you want to buy for your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Get the gift. Boom. Here's whatever from so-and-so. So no, it's not his mom, so I don't think he needs to get her anything. They are split up, so again.
But it's still the mother of his child.
Yeah, it is.
And that's where I feel like, yeah, if you want to show appreciation, that's something nice to do. Especially if you're split, it lets your child know that, you know, I still care about your mom, we're just not together.
But I don't know the reasoning for the split. I don't know how bad it is.
I don't think it's that bad from what I've heard. I mean, it was a clean split, but yeah, I mean, it's still a sticky situation with the new girlfriend being introduced
Bingo.
Into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just like you said, so, that's kind of awkward for the new girlfriend.
So we're asking you on the wake-up calls, you call it, what would you do? Do you get the ex a gift, or is it like, no, you're my ex, you're not my mom, like Anthony said? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
All right, it's the wake-up calls. You call it. So I have a friend who's recently divorced, and with Mother's Day coming up, he shares a child with that woman. So he's thinking, you know, maybe I should get her something, but he doesn't want his new girlfriend to get upset with it. So he's asking me some advice, like, what do I do? She's still the mother of my child. Should I get her a gift? What would your advice be?
Good morning. Look, I do divorce work, and I'm divorced myself. You get the gift from the kid. You take the kid out and say, hey, what do you want to get your mom?
So he shouldn't get a gift from him at all? Not even flowers, nothing?
Nothing, no. You make it from the kid. It's mom's day. You send your card and your flowers to your own mom.
And that's kind of what you were saying. Like, she's not your mom. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to get her anything. This text message coming in from the 909 says, absolutely he should. He needs to be an example for his child. My husband still makes sure that his ex gets a gift on all holidays from their son. If the new girlfriend isn't okay with it, that's on her, but he still needs to set an example for his child.
See, and I think if you feel like you want to show your appreciation, then you most definitely should. Another text here from the 909. Buying a Mother's Day gift for your ex? No. There is no reason for it. If my child wants me to help them get a gift, that's okay. I might wish her a happy Mother's Day, but that's it.
Okay. Here's one rolling in from 714. It says, I agree that your friend should take the child to pick out a gift for mom. I have a stepdaughter, and my husband takes her to pick something out. Normally a gift card every year, but it's from my stepdaughter, not him.
All right. You get to weigh in on the wake-up calls. You call it. What do you think?
I think it does depend on what type of gift it is. Tickets to go to Disneyland for the mother and the child and not himself. I think that's a good idea.
And yeah, I think it does kind of depend what the gift is. Here's another text message from 951. Says, I think it's okay as long as he doesn't go overboard. And if he's concerned about the new relationship, then he just needs to talk to his new girlfriend. Tell her about his thought process. It may upset her, but at least he's being upfront about it.
Yeah, that's good. You just kind of put it out there. Here's another one from the 909. Says, I think it's okay as long as he doesn't go overboard. If he's that concerned about his new relationship, he should talk to her about the thought process.
All right. And this one I love. It says, you should definitely get your ex a gift. If you still get along, buy her something. And then it goes on to say, I only say this because you can't see my name and my wife listens. So we won't even say what area code from. But thanks for weighing in.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
8:25 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Now, anybody who's ever gotten married knows that, you know, planning a wedding can be super stressful, especially for the bride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from finding the perfect dress to figuring out the best seating chart. But what if there was some way the bride could find a way to be more comfortable, not only as she's planning the wedding, but as she walks down the aisle.
Okay.
Kelly, get ready for this. Crocs for brides.
No.
This is not my idea. This is
a horrible idea. I don't care whose it is.
Something on the internet. It's a new somewhat stylish choice for women who are about to tie the knot. Only $100. They're pretty affordable.
They look like Crocs. They're horrible.
I'm trying to build it up so people will like this. They're white and sparkly. They look nice. From what I've heard, Crocs are comfortable. I don't own a pair. But if you are getting ready to say I do...
Don't do this. Say I don't to the Crocs.
You're already married, so you don't get to say.
Yeah, and that was like one of my favorite parts, was picking out the shoes I was going to wear with my wedding dress.
Well, and isn't that the thing too? Okay, so if you want to walk down the aisle in whatever shoes you pick, great. Mm-hmm. But after the ceremony is done, you guys normally change out of your shoes into something more comfortable.
I'm still not wearing Crocs. There's no way I'm wearing Crocs. Those are horrible. And glittery Crocs are even worse.
Be blinging.
No.
Looking good.
No. Bad idea. All right. You better stay sober this morning because Uber and Lyft drivers are striking. Both drivers for Uber and Lyft are planning to turn off their apps to protest low wages of drivers. They're saying they're doing this because the company is raking in billions of dollars from investors, yet the drivers are seeing nothing. And they say, you know, we are the backbone of Uber and Lyft. We're the ones actually doing all the hard work. So the strike in LA is a 24-hour strike. There's actually a picket line going on right now at LAX. It's also going on, the strike, in 10 other major cities. What they're doing kind of varies from city to city. So the timing of the strike is purposely done because Uber's initial public stock offering happens this Friday. Uber is aiming to raise $9 billion from investors and expected to be valued at $91.5 billion. Dollars.
Cha-ching.
Right? You think about it, I'm like, gosh, all those drunken rides, I am making you guys rich. So I checked on my Uber app because I was like, I wonder if it's affected around here in the IE. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's still cars around the IE, but I looked to see if we could take a trip from the K-Frog Studios to LAX and actually go into where they're striking. It's going to cost you $96. So yes, you can get there, but can you imagine the ugly looks you're going to get when you get dropped off and they're picketing Uber and you're in an Uber car?
Nope.
It's probably not a good idea.
I don't want any part of it.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call. Don't stop it. On 95.1 K-Frog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.